Divergence.
Anyway, coming next, we have another maker who George hinted at earlier will tell us a little more about the lab. This is Armani Harris. Yay! Actually, Andrew, that's not entirely true. The porn search thing was totally me, too. Yeah, I think it was everybody.
So, something that I'll get into a little bit later is that I had a slightly different start in the Maker Lab than most of my employees, most of my coworkers. But we have free classes that everyone can take. They're on different machines, laser cutters, 3D printers, electronic cutters, various different things. But the thing about that is there's always a little bit of downtime while you're waiting for it to print, cut, et cetera, et cetera. And without fail, I will get this question. And it's always both questions, and it's always back-to-back, expecting one answer for both. What got you into this? What do you do? And they're looking for years and years of technological experience, probably for me to have been born with a screwdriver in my diaper. And I'm like, I'm a writer. Oh. And then they kind of step back a little or two, as if suddenly, beforehand, I was this great wealth of knowledge, and now I am just a writer. Maybe you're not the best person to answer my question. Never mind that I could easily take apart most of the machines that we're working with. I can easily teach almost every class except two that I refuse to. I always find it funny. I have done some form of making or another besides writing for years and years. But that's always so funny to me because we have open shop three times a week. I'm always there once a week, and the word open shop is enough to fill almost every one of the people I work with terror. The reason for that is because it's always random to the point where you could spend your time helping one person for 4 or 5 hours. That's about it. Or it could be filled to the brim where you are bouncing back between 13 is my current record. And that means that I am switching from laser cutting to 3D printing back to laser cutting. Oh no, now I need to use the electric cutting machine. Wait, you want me to bring out the knitting machine? I don't have the space for that. Maybe if he moves. Oh wait, we need to cut this down. It is busy, hectic. I have a migraine just thinking about it. But what's also great about that is in a single day, I could watch 10, 13, 20, or maybe just one person come in, bright and bushy-eyed, like, what is this place? Can I do that? What's he doing? Oh, what's he doing? I can't do this. Oh, do you need to have a membership? No, I just take him by the hand, and I'm like, sit down right here. What do you want to do? You want a 3D print? Okay, of course you want a 3D print. Everyone wants a 3D print. But what about this little electronic? Nope, 3D print. Okay. Let's sit you down at the computer. What's great about our space is this is all free software, so it's all stuff that you can do right at home. So, yep, we open up Tinkercad, which is web-based. What do you mean? You don't need to download it on your computer. You just need a web browser. No. Not Internet Explorer. Nope. Why does everyone open Internet Explorer? So let's go to Firefox. They take 10, 15 minutes, do the tutorial, and they're like, what now? Do you want to print today? Do you have 15 minutes? 20 minutes? Yeah. But, I mean, that must have taken, can you stay here 20 minutes? Yeah? Okay, so let's print it today. But I mean, I just made it. I don't have time to print it. You have the time to stay here and print it? Yeah. You have a dollar? Yeah. Okay, let's get on the printer. They print it, they watch, they ask questions between helping 4 or 5, however many other people. I'm answering those questions. And what's great is just earlier today, there was a guy, he had the utmost excitement, and he's like, I know you've probably done this 40, 50 different times. This isn't exciting anymore, do you? But the thing that's exciting is watching everyone else's excitement. Because, yeah, this is, weirdly enough, I can say 3D printing a model has become standard for me. It's not something that before the lab I would say, but it's, I mean, you want to 3D print a bus to yourself? Okay, sure. Give me 30 minutes. I've got time. Hey, you busy? That's standard to me, but watching someone else's excitement about that, where this is something totally new to them, that's great. I love it. So if I had to think, yeah, I do a lot of my own making, but what's probably best is I make people happy.
Thank you, Armani. Man, that's so great. So a little more information. The Maker Lab is up on the third floor here, correct?
Yes.
And the hours are blank to 8 p.m.?
It's confusing.
Monday through Thursday is 1 to 8.
Okay.
And Fridays and Saturdays are
10 to 4.
There we go.
Monday through Thursday, 1 to 8. Fridays and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Sunday closed?
Sunday closed.
That's good. It's nice to have a day off.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up next.